My name is Marnie Schwarzkopf. I'm a senior here at Purdue. I study agricultural communication.
Let's talk about Purdue Ag Week. This is an annual tradition. I love it. I love coming to campus each year and seeing a lot of non-ag students being so interested in agriculture. And that's kind of what this whole thing's about, right?
Mm-hmm. This is absolutely what that's about. And so our goal is to kind of bring the College of Agriculture across State Street and bring it to a common place of students so that everyone can learn about the industry. And our goal is to educate, engage, and inspire the Purdue community and really just kind of advocate through a celebration of agriculture and have some fun so that people can learn along the way and actually feel motivated to learn about the food system and be empowered to learn about what they're eating and how it gets to their plates.
Talk to me about what you have going on throughout the week, what you've done already this week, what's happening throughout the week, the different ways that you're engaging that student community here across Purdue.
Oh, absolutely. So we have themed days each day of the week, and we've had Milk Monday, which focused on the dairy industry. We had Dairy Club come in and serve grilled cheeses. We gave out some merch. We educated about the different types of milk. And it's just a really fun day to kick off with some free food. We gave out some ice cream, and we also gave out some milk. It was a really awesome day. And then we've had Tech Tuesday as well, where we focused on the technological advancement of the ag industry. We have a lot of tech industries coming in with some spray drones. We have Truland equipment here with some larger equipment, like some tractors and some gators and stuff, for students to really kind of get the scope of how big and awesome that all of this technology is. And then we also have Agronomy Club here as well, serving some popcorn and kind of focusing on a little bit of the genetic side as well. Today is Burger Bash and Ag Expo, and we are focusing on the animal agriculture industry by serving a wide variety of burgers from beef, turkey, and veggie to kind of hit all aspects of the ag industry and focus on each of those production methods. And then we also kind of just focus on that production side with agriculture. And then we also have Hammer Down Hunger on Thursday, where we fight food insecurity locally, nationally, and internationally by packing over 66,000 meals with the help of students, industry professionals, and faculty here at Purdue. It's a really awesome day for the Purdue community to come together for a great cause and kind of just try to help out food insecurity together as one. Purdue Pete comes as well with some high morale, so really excited for him to come. And then Friday, we have Farm to Fork Friday, where we focus on Indiana agriculture locally, and we're bringing back an old tradition of frying food on the mall with pork tenderloins donated by Indiana Packers and some French fries as well to give out to students. So we're really excited for what the week has in store.
You know, it's funny to me when I tell people what I do and that I live in West Lafayette, some people are like, oh, well, you live at the hub of agriculture in Indiana. But there are some people right here in West Lafayette that don't realize that is the hub of agriculture in Indiana. Do students around campus realize that the College of Agriculture is ranked where it's ranked and that this is the hub of agriculture?
Mm-hmm. I would say not all students do, and this is kind of why we do like to host that event. On Monday, we had a student playing some game shows and learning about ag, and some of them didn't even know what a donkey sounded like. And so I think that's why we're out here. That's why we're educating and kind of making this a diverse, inclusive atmosphere for everyone to learn and feel comfortable learning about the food system. I think Purdue is such a big engineering school and STEM school, and I think people often forget that we are over there. We're kind of in State Street, kind of across State Street by ourselves. And so our goal really is to show that we are a huge hub of agriculture and to kind of present the college as such with all of our amazing technology that we have, bringing in Indiana companies during Ag Expo, as well as bringing in different research from across the College of Agriculture to kind of showcase what all we do bring to the table in terms of the ag industry, which is really awesome to do.
And it's about jobs too. I mean, it doesn't matter what major you have here at Purdue, there are jobs in agriculture that aren't being filled that can be filled by really the engineering and everything else across campus. It's about jobs too.
It is about jobs, and I think it's really cool talking to a lot of ag professionals that don't start within the ag industry. Like, I know a lot of us on the task force and stuff come from a family farm and we grew up with it, but it's really cool to hear those stories from ag professionals that didn't come originally from an ag background and tell their stories and be like, I got into this as just a first-time job and ended up loving it and loving the purpose behind it and being able to learn about it along the way and really just fully indulging in what all the ag industry has to offer. And that's something I want to get across to students as well is it doesn't matter your major, it doesn't matter where your starting point is, but if you aren't interested in the ag industry, you can certainly find a career and a job in it. And I personally think it's one of the most welcoming atmospheres to have a career in, because everyone genuinely wants the betterment of the industry and the world as well. Farming is one of the most humble careers that you can have, and so I think it's really awesome that we have such an amazing industry of such supportive industry professionals, for sure.
Well, you mentioned you're a senior, and you are going to be looking for one of those jobs here soon, right? What's next for you?
So nothing on the table quite yet. Some interviews, and we're getting up there with some job opportunities. But kind of looking at some creative work with marketing and communications, kind of like what we do here at Ag Week. Being president, I love being able to event plan and market and work with social media and just kind of dabble in all those creative spaces to be able to advocate for the agriculture industry. So finding a career that kind of takes all those passions and throws them into one so that I can better a company is something that I'm looking for next in my job search, for sure.
Well, good luck with the career search with Purdue Ag Week, and this is great stuff. Congratulations on pulling it all together.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys being here and hope that everyone can make it out to the rest of the week if they can.